The ongoing Simples Nacional Tax Reform 2026 took a massive evolutionary leap today, clearing a critical structural hurdle that threatened to lock millions of micro-merchants out of corporate B2B supply chains. On Saturday, May 16, 2026, the IBS-CBS Management Committee, COMITE Gestor, alongside the Secretaria Executiva of the Simples Nacional, finalized the technical rules under Resolution CGSN 186, securing a vital lifeline for small businesses trying to adapt to the nation's new dual VAT system. Leveling the B2B playing field, credit automation saved the primary anxiety surrounding the introduction of the federal CBS and regional IBS was the potential liquidity lock for small suppliers. Large corporate buyers rely heavily on full input tax credits to offset their own tax burdens. Under the initial framework, buying from a small business enrolled in the traditional Unified Simples regime meant absorbing lower, aggregate tax credits, creating a massive commercial disincentive that could cause corporations to abandon smaller partners. Resolution CGSN 186 completely rewrites this dynamic by integrating small businesses into the real-time split payment network via two distinct invoicing tracks. Automated DFE segregation. For companies opting to process their IBS-CBS collections outside their standard unified bracket, Recolhimento por Fora, the electronic fiscal document, DFE, network will automatically isolate and validate input credits in real time. Instant credit pass-through. When a micro-merchant closes a sale with a large corporate client, the digital system splits the tax portion exactly at the point of financial settlement, instantly passing a clean, uncompromised credit to the buyer. Frictionless pricing. Small suppliers can now maintain competitive, baseline pricing without being crushed by systemic liquidity traps or forced into complex, manual monthly adjustment calculations. Invoicing strategies under Resolution CGSN 186 to prepare for the upcoming operational launch. Micro-enterprises can choose between two clear compliance pathways before the September registration window closes. Selected tax option path billing and invoicing style impact on corporate B2B buyers immediate cash flow effect unified guide, standard simples, IBS, CBS lumped inside the single monthly DOS guide restricted and simplified credit transfer capability preserves legacy internal accounting. Best for pure B2C models regular regime, Recolhimento por Fora, IBS-CBS processed externally via the digital DFE network full, real-time IBS-CBS input tax credit generation neutralizes B2B competitive disadvantage entirely strategic takeaway. ERP providers in the hot seat this resolution represents an immense sigh of relief for Brazil's entrepreneurial ecosystem. In a pure split payment economy, institutional capital naturally migrates toward supply chains that offer flawless, frictionless tax credits. By leveraging the existing DFE infrastructure to handle credit routing automatically, without forcing micro-merchants to completely abandon the structural benefits of the Simples Nacional, the government has preserved market access for small suppliers. However, the operational burden now lands squarely on fintech companies and software developers. ERP accounting platforms have a razor-thin window to overhaul their billing layouts and test API data pipelines before the autumn transition takes full effect.